Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Friday, August 13th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. A relief agency details the needs of drought-affected Kenya. Believers mobilize response to meet the humanitarian crisis in Darfur. And 4 decades of ministry are celebrated in Bonaire. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, Kenya is asking for $97 million in drought relief in an effort to stave off famine. Most crops have failed in 5 out of 8 of the country's provinces. Food for the Hungry's Dave Evans says their teams have moved from long-term work back into the urgency of the present.
There are pockets where you had almost nothing produced, and so those are the villages and regions that we will be focusing on, that we will be targeting the most, is those who have almost had nothing. And in those cases, without outside assistance, there will be some severe malnutrition, probably loss of life.
Evans explains the holistic approach their teams have toward practical ministry in Kenya.
This might be talking to people about the gospel. It might be demonstrating it ways of handing out food and actually working on longer-term relief and rehab and development activities that allow them to talk about God's sovereignty and God's love for these people.
Next, in the midst of Sudan's crisis in Darfur, God has dramatically opened the door with Sudanese believers to demonstrate God's love to desperate refugees. Campus Crusade for Christ Canada sent 2 staff members to Darfur on a needs assessment to develop a plan based on what they saw. Relief efforts will target families who are without assistance and those who voluntarily decide to go back to their villages. In addition to transportation costs, it only takes $51 to feed a family of 7 for a week. You're listening to Mission Network News. Around 1 million people are living with HIV in the Russian Federation. Women account for 33% of new cases, causing a sharp rise in mother-to-child transmission. That's burdening an already taxed orphan population. Buckner Orphan Care International's Amy Norton says the government's asking them to help. She says Christians will be doing the work.
We would like to have Christian, churches and other ministry partners helping in the financial needs that they have. Evangelism, as well as our teams going in and ministering to these children, is a wonderful thing, because for many of these children, they're not going to live to adulthood.
Norton says there are lots of children who need homes.
When a child is born from an HIV-positive mother, in almost all cases, the mother relinquishes her rights to that child. Right now, we actually have a number of children who are available for adoption who were born from HIV-positive mothers but who are not HIV-positive.
Meanwhile, short-term missions has always been a great tool for recruiting full-time missionaries, but it's becoming an even more important part of the equation now. Dan Branda is with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism.
Our candidate seminar that we had this summer, 69 new missionaries were appointed under ABWE. In surveying them, 79% of them had been on cross-cultural missions trip for 2 to 4 weeks. So that's significant.
That's telling Branda and ABWE one thing.
There's a lot more involvement, and before someone commits to a career and a lifetime in a foreign field, that they many times have opportunities now of going there and seeing and experiencing it before they actually commit to it.
Depending on terrorism and other threats, ABWE expects short-term missionary involvement to grow, providing a growing new pool of possible full-time recruits. And finally, this month, Transworld Radio celebrates 40 years of broadcasting the hope of Christ from Bonaire. The mission currently airs programming on a local FM frequency and from its 100,000-watt AM station, which reaches the spiritually needy Cuba. Their aim is to share the gospel with as many people as possible and to instruct believers in biblical doctrine and daily Christ-like living. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. That's Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.